Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking demystify your credit report.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
You've had an awesome weekend. I'm so excited to be back with you on Monday. We've had a very interesting weekend, right? We've had Hurricane Harvey that has gone through Houston, or Texas, I should say, and done a lot of damage, is still doing a lot of damage. And so, you know, I'm definitely sending all my good wishes and prayers and thoughts over to the Texas area that that storm just gets out of there and leaves those people alone. I used to live in Houston myself for about 7 years when I was growing up, and I've lived through my share of hurricanes. So I know that it's definitely not a pleasant thing to be a part of. And I definitely know that the people need a lot of support. They need a lot of financial support. They need a lot of help. It's just never a good time after a big major disaster like that happens. We've also had the very interesting weekend of the Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight, right? And whether you are into that thing or not, I mean, it's really hard to avoid what was going on, the frenzy that was going on over this, and the massive amount of money that was being exchanged, I should say. I mean, it was crazy. We didn't actually buy the fight. But you know, we were watching SportsCenter, we were watching Instagram accounts and things like that of friends who did, and then we saw the, you know, that it had been delayed because there had been these power outages with the pay-per-view and all this craziness. I mean, it is just absolutely absurd to me. And here I'm thinking, like, okay, between these two guys, they have made, you know, $700, $800, $900 million between the two of them, let alone the promoters of this fight. Like, couldn't we just take some of that money and like send it to Texas and help those people? And like, let's just like feed a third world country while we're at it. I mean, part of it is just so crazy to me, right? But we just get so, I don't know, like sucked into the frenzy of it. And I even, you know, even though I'm like, oh no, we're not going to buy the fight. I mean, it's even like, well, you know what? Turn on SportsCenter. Let's see what's happening. I mean, it's just crazy how it sort of engulfs everything. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, your world is probably much better off. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about today. But I was just like, I got to talk about the weekend, because the weekend was such like an interesting dichotomy of things happening in the US. If you're listening to this outside of the US, you're probably like, I don't even know what the heck she's talking about. But today we're talking about demystifying your credit report. And I love the idea of demystifying lots of things, because I think that money can get really confusing, and we try to make it confusing. And even us as experts, like, I almost think we purposefully try to confuse you. I don't know if it's something we can like slide something past you, but, or if it's maybe if we confuse you, then you need us more. I don't really know what it is, but I'm all into like, let's just demystify. I think everybody should understand these things and like why they're actually really important. And this is kind of like back to school time, right? Whether you have kids or whether you're going back to school, you just kind of know that, you know, everybody's going back to school. You see all the school supplies in the stores. Maybe if you live in an area like Los Angeles, like I do, your traffic gets like 1,000 times worse. It was already bad, and now it's getting even worse. It's just, it's kind of this, you know, air. So I thought this would be a good time to also be a reminder to grab your credit report, grab your credit score, if you haven't done so already this year, and take some time to really scrub through this. I thought this was really interesting. So our friends at Wallet Hub, they did a survey recently, and they talked to a lot of people about credit reports, and there were some really interesting facts I found. So 37% of the people would prefer to read work emails rather than read their credit report. And you know, I think reading work emails is like probably pretty low on the list of things that we like to do. I know I have a habit of like skimming my emails. So that says something, right? 75% of Americans think credit reports would be simpler. That's true, right? You think they would be simpler. 66% of people would check their credit reports more often if they were presented in a simpler way. I think that's really compelling information. 78% of people want a full credit report plus a summary of important changes. I think that's cool. And more than a quarter of people say they don't have the time to check their credit report more than once a year. Okay, stop the presses right there. Like, if I had a record player and I could do the screeching sound right now, I would be giving that to you. Don't have time to check your credit report more than once a year. Okay, that is, I'm sorry, that has got to be the lamest excuse for not checking your credit report. Okay, if we can literally sit on the couch and scrub through our Instagram for seemingly minutes, if not hours on end, we can find time to check our credit report. Understand it may not be as fun, but it definitely is more important than whatever you're looking at on social media. So I just kind of want to blow that one out of the water, because this stuff is actually important. It may not be sexy, it may not be pretty, you know, it may not be tied up with a big red bow, but it actually like really does determine a lot of, I'm not even gonna say money decisions or money goals, but it really helps kind of set your trajectory. So let's do a quick review reminder. What are the 5 factors that affect your credit score? Because you got to know these, right? In order to know these, this is how you actually change something. So the first one, 35%, is your payment history. Just like it sounds, are you paying your bills on time? Big, big, big deal. If you're having problems paying your bills on time, it's happened to everyone. Don't worry about it. Don't freak out about it. Just put your bills your credit card payments on auto pay. It is the best invention ever. Now, you got to make sure you have the cash in your bank account, but the auto pay is brilliant because you no longer have to remember when that bill is due. I have everything on auto pay. I don't even have to think about it. If I take something off auto pay for a particular reason, maybe I'm changing the bank account it's coming out of or something, I have to be very diligent at remembering to put it back on auto pay because I'm just not used to paying I'm used to the auto pay. Just it comes out of the bank account. Now, if you can't do auto pay because maybe the way your paychecks are structured or whatever, keep just like a piece of paper on the refrigerator or somewhere that is going to just jump out at you on your phone, anything with the due dates for when your bills are due so that you can always, I mean, it should get to the point where you just memorize what is due when. It's so important for your credit score. It's the easiest way to mess up your credit score. It's the easiest way to fix your credit score, right? So the number two factor, 30%, is the amount you owe. Simple, again, you have total control over this. So this is the amount of available credit you have to you, total, versus the amount that you've used, right? So if you have a credit card that has a $2,000 available balance and you've got $1,000 on that card, you've got 50% availability. You're using 50% of that credit, right? So kind of the goal marker is to keep your credit usage to 30% or lower than your available credit amount. Make sense? So then again, another thing that you can totally control, you can totally change your credit score, right? It is all in your power. So the next 15% is the length of history. Now, this is something you can't really control because it actually started the day you got your very first piece of credit. Not much you can do about it. It is what it is. The next 10% is your new credit mix, or sorry, your new credit, I should say. I'm looking at two 10% and getting my head all jumbled up there. So 10% new credit. So this is literally the new, when you're trying to get a new credit card, you're trying to get a new car loan, you know, all of these sorts of things. When you're out there applying for credit, that is the new credit. Those are credit inquiries. And the last 10% is that credit mix. So that is like, think of it like when you go to the yogurt shop, right? And you get all these like toppings on top of your yogurt. That is what the credit bureaus actually like. They like you to have lots of different types of credit. So be it a student loan, be it a car loan, be it a mortgage, be it a credit card, be it a different type of credit card, like a gas card Visa versus a normal, you know, Visa card. So lots of different mix of credit. And I get this question asked a lot. Does your credit score get affected by your bank account balance? No, your debit card has nothing to do with your credit score, right? So that is not actually considered a piece of credit. That's just however much money you have in your bank account. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Now, with that said, you should be checking your credit score at least once a year. But guys, this is so easy. There's so many mobile apps now. Like Wallet Hub has the service where it literally tracks your credit score daily, and it's free. So many of these things now are free. You used to have to pay to get some of this credit monitoring. You don't anymore. And it literally can be at the tips, at your fingertips, right? It is in your phone. It's in your phone. It's that easy. And so you can stay on track of this. Now, why do you want to stay on track of it? Why does this matter? Well, there's a couple of things. The number one thing is fraud. There are so many different fraud things happening across the board. You just can't almost use your card anywhere without some type of fraud, be it, you know, I mean, there was a big thing a while ago about Target. People that shopped at Target had gotten their identities stolen. You could be on vacation and somebody could steal your identity. You could not even know this is happening. Somebody get your social security number and open another line of credit. There are so many things that you just don't know. For instance, I was working with a couple a few years ago, and they came to me because they were trying to clean up their credit. And I was like, oh, what had gone wrong? And they're like, well, we never checked our credit report. And so we were actually going to buy a car. And when they went to buy the car, on the credit report was a house that they had supposedly bought that was going into default. And they had no idea. They did not own a home. They rented an apartment. They had no idea this was happening. Well, somebody had taken their identity, gone out and bought a house, and then had leveraged the house, taken cash out of the house, and had defaulted on the payments on the house. And this was all under their social security number. And they were freaking out. They had no idea what to do. They had no idea until they went to buy the car what was even happening. Can you even imagine? Like, you're sitting there, like, trying to buy this car, right, that you really want. And they hand you your credit report and they're like, well, we can't give you a loan because you're in default on this house. And you're like, I don't even own a house. I mean, it literally blows my mind. And still to this day, they were just completely mystified about how this even happened. So let's demystify the credit report, because a lot of people don't know what an actual credit report looks like. The first section on the credit report is the thing that you really need to pay attention to. That's where all the negative items exist. So if you have nothing there, that's good. Like, that's a good start. But if you have something there, you really want to pay attention to. A, is this negative item really you? Right? And B, are all the terms correct about it? You know, it's going to have your balance, going to have the amount you owed, it's going to have the reason that this is a negative impact on your credit report. Just make sure it's kosher. Just make sure it actually jives with you and it's all makes sense. So once you get past the negative, then you go into the open credit section, right? The positive items. And what a lot of people do is they actually scroll through those. Like, okay, it's positive, it's open. There can't be any issues there, but there can be. There can actually be a lot of things hidden there. So that section you really want to pay attention to too. And you want to just make sure this is the stuff you got. Like, these are the credit cards you have. This is the car loan you have. This is the student loan you have. These are all the things that you legitimately have. And make sure all the numbers are correct, because just because it's there in the good standing section doesn't mean there can't be an error. Another thing you want to check is the credit inquiries. So remember when we talked about one of the factors, the 10% factors of the credit was new credit? This is where credit inquiries come up. So they will be on your credit report towards the end. And you just want to make sure that those credit inquiries are inquiries that you know of, right? The time you opened a new credit card, the time you went to get your new car loan, the time you got a new student loan, whatever those are, just make sure those are yours. And a lot of times you can spot in that section if something comes up where someone's trying to use your credit that isn't yours, right? So then what the heck do you do if you find errors? Because it's actually, I found very common to have errors. In fact, a 2013 government study found that 20% of consumers had errors on their credit report, and 5% had errors so serious that it was costing them more money on their loans and insurance than they knew. Right? So it can happen. It's not like winning the lottery where it's like 1 in 200 million%, right? These are actual numbers that can happen. So what happens if you find a mistake? Well, you need to dispute it with the credit bureaus. And your credit report will actually include a web address for all the credit bureaus' online dispute. They have a form that you fill out. However, a lot of people that I've talked to, even that are financial experts, they really suggest that you dispute it in writing. You kind of go old school, right? And if you want to have an error deleted from your report, you're going to need to actually provide supporting documentation that this is not yours, that this should not be there. And it's getting more and more difficult these days to dispute things because everybody just wants to go, you know, I'll just email, I'll just go online. But I have often found that going to the actual letter writing process is a big help in, you know, presenting your case to get these things removed from your credit report. So like I said, there's a lot of services that you can use. There's Credit Karma. You probably have heard of Credit Karma. There's commercials, there's Credit Sesame. Like I said, Wallet Hub has a great monitoring system. And the reason you want to do this is you just want to have your finger on the pulse of what's going on. You don't want to have one of those surprises where you go to try and get a car loan and you found out there's something crazy on your credit report. But also because if you can make some tiny shifts and changes with those two items that are the biggest impact on your credit report, right? So remember, those are your payment history and the amount you owe. That combined is 65% of your credit score. 65% is a really large number. So if you can tweak those two things, you can lower the interest amounts on a lot of different things. When you go to get a new credit card, maybe you get a better interest. That's going to save you a ton of cash if you carry a balance. You go get a car loan. You go to buy a house. God, all of these things. When you start talking about bigger denominations of money that you're trying to get a loan for, every little small percentage of interest rate that you can save on based on a better credit score saves you a lot of money over the course of that loan. All that money you can use for other stuff. You can invest it. You can pay off more debt. You can, you know, afford your wedding. You can afford your honeymoon. You can afford that trip of a lifetime. You can start your business. You could do all of these things. So my point is if there is something in your control that you can make these tiny shifts with, right, where you can put more cash back into your pocket, you don't need to go out and get a bigger, better paying job. You don't need to win the lotto. You don't need to, you know, fight Floyd Mayweather, try and get Mayweather. Why did I say Mayweather? I literally this whole weekend, I've been messing up his name so much that like people are starting to get annoyed at me, right? So let's just say Floyd, because that's going to make my life a lot easier here. The point is, right, you have control, you have power over this, you can make these small changes. And I really want you to understand how important your credit report is and how important it is to just check it over, right? If you can flip through Instagram for 20 minutes, you can take 10 minutes and you can look at your credit report, especially because they're free. So there's really no reason not to do it. All right. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. If you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out, click the link in the show notes, head on over to iTunes and leave us a review.
Algorithms can do so much more than control social media feeds. In fact, they have the power to save lives and improve our health. At the Weizmann Institute, Professor Yonina Eldar has pioneered innovative algorithms that optimize MRI scans and make ultrasound devices more portable, affordable, and accessible. Professor Eldar's lab develops AI tools that can pave the way to new technologies that can see, hear, and communicate beyond existing limits. Learn more at celebratinggreatminds.org.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.